It's Big Al, JC, Kelly Raspberry, and Jenna.
He definitely likes guys, right?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry made her way to the movie theater.
Yeah, I don't see that a lot.
No, it's tough to do when you have kids.
It's hard. I used to go to the movies every Sunday afternoon. It was just like a ritual.
I know.
Kind of got out of the habit.
Yeah.
But over the holidays, you know, I'm off a couple weeks. My daughter's out of school a couple of weeks. There were some movies we wanted to see. First one she wanted to see was Annie. Took her to see that.
Not good reviews, but she wants to see it.
I didn't love it. She Emma Kelly liked it, but, you know, it's an update of the original.
Right.
Except Cameron Diaz is too nice to play the role she played.
She's miscast, but she did make me laugh a couple times. I will say that. On the helicopter, I was laughing out loud at her. And that, you know, laughing out loud at a movie when people say they do that, I mean, I really did.
Yeah.
But that's not the movie that's causing controversy that you
watched. No. People loved, Into the Woods is the other one that I thought was going to be more of a children's movie. It's rated PG.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me is basically a children's movie anymore. I don't think there's a lot of Disney movies that hit G anymore. It's based on fairy tales. I knew it was a musical going in. A lot of people are going into the movie not realizing it's a musical and come to find out they hate musicals. But we sat there. We had a hard time finding it, first of all. It's not playing at every theater. And my girlfriends wanted to go with my daughter and me. So we all went to this art house theater. They play all sorts of independent films and artsy films. And the beautiful thing about these independent movie houses is they don't show 30 minutes worth of previews.
Mm-hmm.
They literally showed two previews, got right to the movie.
Boom. Good.
However, the two previews they chose to show...
Well, this is a PG movie. They would show other PG
You would
previews.
Think that they would have PG-rated previews for a PG-rated movie. That's usually how these things work.
That's how it works.
Yeah, they might focus on the demo,
Except in this case, the first preview was for this HBO series involving men who really like men. And
it's like the L word for guys.
Yes.
Okay.
That was my...
The B word.
You know, I'm not really prepared with my 8-year-old daughter to explain why.
Okay. Oh, they were showing some scenes.
Yeah, so that was probably maybe they should reconsider the previews they show at some of these.
You weren't ready for that conversation.
I wasn't ready for that conversation.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes in these theaters, people, they buy ads, and that's what gets shown instead of previews for other movies. Because I'll see local.
So the show bought the ad. Gotcha.
Yeah, probably.
That was a little much, but my friends and I decided we're just not going to flinch. We're not going to breathe. We got through it, and Emma Kelly didn't ask any questions.
She didn't ask you anything about it? Oh, okay.
So, but man, boom, two horribly uncomfortable previews, and the movie started. And from the beginning, I loved it. I was smiling the whole time. It's not the typical fairy tale. They take, there's the baker and his wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they find out they're living next door to a witch, and they can't have a kid. They don't understand why they can't have a baby, but they're hopeful.
Are you spoiling anything?
If you saw the play, I mean, it's kind of explaining.
Okay.
Spoil away, Kelly.
I don't think I'm spoiling anything. We kind of have to spoil some things to talk
about it. You're not giving away the ending.
So the witch comes up, and I was going to say Glenn Close. It's Meryl Streep.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
And she comes in, and she explains to them, you know, what you have to do to have this, because I've cursed your house, and this is what you have to do to make sure you have a baby.
The Wicked Witch said this?
Yes, the Wicked Witch said this.
Go to the wood and bring me back. One, the cow as white as milk.
Cow, okay.
Two, the cape as red as blood. Three, the hair as yellow as corn. Four, the slipper as pure as gold. Bring me these before the chime of midnight in 3 days' time.
Right, so that's their quest. They have 3 days before the blue moon.
A cow.
You know, once in a blue moon, it's very rare, and you have to do these things, and if you do these things, I'm going to lift this curse, and you're going to have the baby you want. So did you pick up on some of the cues?
A white cow.
That belonged to Jack, a little boy named Jack.
From Jack and Jill?
Jack and the
Beanstalk.
Oh, okay,
right?
Yeah.
The red cape, the cape is red as blood, would belong to
Red Riding Hood.
The hair, the beautiful hair, like corn husk.
Cinderella.
No.
Cat Williams and Friday.
Rapunzel.
Yeah.
And then what was the other? Oh, the golden slipper, which might throw you off. It was actually Cinderella. In this movie, instead of a glass slipper, she has a gold slipper.
That's
how all these fairy tales are intertwined, and it all happens in the woods. So they're all going into the woods to find this cow, this cape, this beautiful, right?
So far, so good.
All these fairy tales are going to intertwine.
I like it.
While people sing. Because it's a musical. Again, this is bothering some people.
Okay.
Far more painful than that's Chris Pine.
It is.
He plays Prince Charming. Now, we have our own experience with Chris Pine that King Craddock horribly offended, and he'll probably never speak to us again. Not totally kid's fault, because he was on pain medication for some dental surgery that went very wrong.
Yeah.
So anyway, he plays Prince Charming, who goes chasing after Cinderella, right?
Okay.
And so he's like, he's got to find her, but he's in agony because he can't find her.
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest scenes in the movies. The other prince's brother is in love with Rapunzel and he can't get to her. It's beautiful. Well, here's the thing about this movie. You know how fairy tales all end? How do every fairy tale? It all starts with once upon a time.
Happily ever.
It all ends with, and they lived happily ever after.
Once upon a time, somebody dies, and they go through adversity, and then happy.
But this is where the movie builds up to that point, but then it takes a turn.
Uh-oh.
What happens after happily ever after? Life is not a fairy tale.
Yeah, real life stuff.
Uh-huh.
Real life kicks in. So let's see what happens after. Mm-hmm. Oh, you think that's the end of the story? No, there is more. Here's the rest of the story.
Oh.
Apparently, Prince Charming, you know what the most charming men you have to worry about is they're a bit womanizers, right?
Well, they're good looking dudes.
Oh, he's on Mari. Found out it was his baby.
That's why I'm glad I'm average.
I know. You can go on my Facebook page because it's already been ruined.
He cheats
for you.
And then he starts balding.
You got the first part right. He's Prince Charming strays.
What?
Now, in
with
the,
who?
In the, I don't want to really ruin it.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin it too much.
One of the evil stepsisters?
No.
Oh, okay.
So who pay the price for their evilness, by the way. So during this scene where Prince Charming kisses another character in the play who is not his wife, is just married Cinderella.
It's Prince cheating.
My daughter literally puts her hand to, like a Southern Belle, because I'm hoping she's got some of that blood in her.
Is this her first taste with infidelity?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
My daughter's getting exposed to everything theater. She puts her hand on her chest. She goes, she is horrified.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time it's ever occurred to her that men can be bad in relationships.
And kiss other girls.
Right. And so there are instant consequences. Let me just say this. There are consequences. And let me just tell you this. Cinderella doesn't put up with that nonsense.
Oh, good.
Mm. I think that's a great lesson to show that life isn't a fairy tale. Cinderella didn't put up with this nonsense. And here's what she tells him.
Okay.
I think we have a clip of that.
Let's get back to the castle at once. There is a giant on the loose.
I'm well aware of that.
Oh, here we go.
My love, what is it?
Maybe I'm not your only love.
Oh, bad.
I love you, truly. I do.
If you love me, why did you stray?
Oh.
Busted.
Oh, boy.
I thought that if you were mine,
boy.
I would never wish for more.
Mm-hmm. But?
That's good.
So far, so good.
If this is how you behave as a prince, what kind of king will you be?
Good.
Raised to be charming, not sincere.
King Charming.
See? Raised to be charming.
I think you should go.
That's a good line.
And she doesn't put up with that. She's like, it's not worth the money. It's not worth the castles. I'm going to go back, and I'd rather live cleaning cinders out of a fireplace.
That's a good lesson.
I think that is a good lesson.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, all I did after we saw the movie, Emma Kelly's so excited. She wants to go back and see it again. She loved it. It is long. Let me just tell you that. It's 2 hours long. I went on Facebook, and I just said one simple statement. I can't recommend Into the Woods highly enough. Boom.
Oh, boy.
Again, I'm back to being a horrible parent.
Uh-huh.
Because that always happens.
Did you get more of a boom than from the New Year's Eve
thing? A little bit less of a boom. Hated it. Since when does the prince cheat on Cinderella? Saw it. Hated it. Can't see how they call it. PG. I would never take a child to see it. And then other people are like, you know, come on. I mean, you have to do a little bit of research going into a movie when you see it with a child, I guess.
Yeah, you
do. I'll be honest. I didn't do any research on it. I saw that it was PG, and I assumed it was okay. Yeah. I didn't realize it was going to have that scene in it. You know, and I was like, ugh. But it opened a conversation with my 8-year-old daughter, who was pretty mature for her age. But, I mean, people either loved this movie or hated it. Now, we have a man room back here with some of these guys that bathing is a questionable activity for some of them.
All they do is talk about girls and barely bathe.
Trey, one of the, he loved this movie. Loved it. I'm telling you.
Trey's a dude.
He's a dude.
Trey's going soft.
Like, Trey has a couch and a bed. That kind of dude.
I mean, I would love to talk to
peanut butter from the jar for, like, every meal of the day.
With his fingers.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to people that saw this and think that it's really, I can't believe the reaction. Love it or hate it.
Wait, hold up. Why? I know parents are criticizing you, but, like, why?
Oh, I get criticized.
I would never take a child. Well, why are you seeing a PG child movie alone anyways? And who did Trey go with?
Did he go by himself?
He's 24?
He doesn't have a girlfriend right now.
PG doesn't always have to be, you know, like, fairy.
Yeah,
I mean, like, cartoons and stuff. I mean, it's a musical. It's a big Broadway musical.
Trey, get in here, please. Because that's a great question, Jenna.
I just want to make sure Trey's, you know, I understand if you're just bored and alone and have a couple weeks
off. But there's so many movies out.
Exactly. Has he better have already seen, like, Fury and The Interview and all the other Disney movies that are out?
Now, Nick also in the man room went to see it, but Nick is not the typical man room guy.
Well, Nick's married and he's very sensitive.
Nick's married and he bathes regularly and uses hair products.
You loved Into the Woods.
It was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Whoa.
I haven't seen a ton of movies. But I'm talking, I love Saving Private Ryan, Jurassic Park. Those are my kind of movies. And Into the Woods blew me away. I thought I was going to hate it. And then by the end of it, I was singing along.
Why is it 24?
My little brother who thought he was going to love it. He's 10 years old. He thought he was going to love it.
Totally makes sense.
And then he hated it. He did not think it was good at all.
It's so weird. I don't know. People either, I mean, there's no middle of the reaction. I'm sorry, I have a frog.
Why did you love it so much?
Singing?
Well, Oops. Chris Pine
wasn't wonderful.
He was great. He also played a DB wonderfully, just as it was predicted.
Prince Charles.
Thanks,
I bike the late kick.
And then Anna Kendrick, who doesn't love her? She's both
Cinderella.
She's both extra hot, but also very polite and nice, and she seems like a nice girl.
And she didn't go blonde for Cinderella, right? She stayed brunette.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And just the way they weave the stories together from my childhood was really cool.
It's really smart and clever the way they did have them all intertwine. And I'll tell you, the big surprise for me was Johnny Depp. He plays the big bad wolf to Little Red Riding Hood. What did you think of Little Red Riding Hood, though?
She looked almost like she was CGI for half the movie.
She's cartoonish almost in her appearance. But she's wonderful, this little girl they found. I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
She has a beautiful voice, and she has some interaction with Johnny Depp that if you really want to read between the lines, I think it would go over a lot of kids' heads. It's kind of creepy when talks about
original,
how tasty the little
girl
will
be. The fairy tales were really morbid. They don't have good endings.
Yeah, but this was kind of
the
creepy,
original,
when Johnny Depp's singing about how he wants to taste her pink flesh and stuff.
And he's following her through the woods.
That's definitely
and, like,
the underlying. Oh, I thought that
he's looking at her as a meal and not as for... pleasure,
but
I can see where they're getting some grief for that. But he was a little disappointing to me because he's so over the top in his characters that I think he didn't go far enough with the big bad wolf.
He's only in it for like 30 seconds.
Very, very short time. Mm. Well, you know what happens to the big bad wolf, right?
What?
The hunter.
The hunter comes in.
Come on.
In this
it's been a while, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But remember, the hunter comes in, saves
in
Red
some
Riding
stories.
Hood.
He just banishes the wolf to the woods forever.
Whoa, Trey, hold up. Wait, Trey, before you leave, you have a review of American Sniper?
Didn't go see it.
Okay.
Thanks, Trey. thanks for that.
I mean, people are really, I'm being called a bad parent again.
You're not the only one that took her kids.
Yeah.
Anna, you took your kids to see what they think.
Yeah, I took mine, and I have a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Uh-huh.
When they saw Prince Charming cheating, they both just gasped. And my 7-year-old looked at me and was like, can that happen? And so we had to discuss cheating and infidelity, but which it was disappointing to me because I did like the movie up until the end. But then what disappointed me again is the woman that cheated on her spouse with Prince Charming right afterwards died. So I felt like that was saying women cheaters die, men cheaters get to continue living their happy lives in their big castles with whatever they want
to
do.
Hello. Welcome to like half of the people I know.
Yeah. Right. I think it showed consequences. Like you can't get what you think happens in secret. And I don't think death is a fabulous consequence.
No.
But I mean, you make bad choices. There are consequences for a fleeting moment of physical pleasure. Yeah, it's probably a deep conversation to have with little children, but I think it's also important to show that life is not a fairy tale because kids buy into this.
Right.
Everything's got a happy, romantic Hollywood movie ending, and life's not like that. I think that's another reason we have so many divorces today because every little kid, I'm telling you, my daughter,
Yeah.
It was unfathomable.
That's the reaction I had when I found out about infidelity when I watched Cheaters late night one night.
I was gonna say, that's how I found out. So you need to let your kids watch The Bachelor.
It's just, yeah. Before you gotta decide.
Thank you, Anna.
In the woods.
It is a touchy subject.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, it should not be PG. It should be PG-13 if it's got all that.
I think it should be, honestly, there you go. PG-13. I think it should be PG-13 because then I would have probably watched it without Emma Kelly before I took her to see it.
Yes, yeah, you know how many moms are probably telling their kids, that's why I left your daddy.
Exactly.
And that's bad.
Oh, see, don't do that.
That's bad. Yeah, you should not. Don't bring the kids in.
Wait,
but now,
daddy's
now
married
know.
To Cinderella?
Yeah, what's this?
But I'm going to tell you, Meryl Streep.
Great.
Fabulous.
She looks great.
I want to dye my hair blue after seeing her in this movie. She's
good
gorgeous.
You should, Kelly.
Kelly, it is
love
a trend.
I should. I should, right?
What's coming up in showbiz, Kelly?
Are we already? Oh, my God. Look at the time.
In fact, we're a little late.
Well, there was people were tweeting me last night. Please tell me you saw Brandy Glanville on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen on Bravo. It was an epic meltdown.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you a little behind-the-scenes info in the showbiz top five.
Good.
More of the Kid Craddock Morning Show is on the way. The Kid Craddock Morning Show is on the way. The Kid Craddock Morning Show. Bring it.